So thank you very much for your enthusiastic and almost on time, timely participation. Most of you were here by 6:30. And do not think that this kirtan part is not part of Bhagavatam. It is very much part of Bhagavatam. The essence of Bhagavatam is singing. That's the very last verse of Bhagavatam, 18,000th verse talks of is Harinam. Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Vinashanam. This is the last statement of Bhagavatam. And then 12th canto finish. Nama Sankirtanam Yasya is how it's concluded. So Nama Sankirtan is towards the end. Sukadev Goswami. Now King Parikshit, this must be his last day, seventh day of Bhagavata recitation. And Sukadev Goswami said, Kaler dosha nidhai rajan asti eko mahan guna kirtana deva krishna mukta sangaha param prajit. Kali Yuga is full of faults and mukta sangaha. One becomes mukta, free, liberated from sangha, the attachment to this world, is by kirtan. Eko mahan guna. There's only one mahan gun. There's only one good quality. Hasti eko mahan guna. Not hasti eko. If you say hasti, that is elephant. So you have to be careful. There's only one elephant. Nothing to do with elephant. Hasti. There is only by chanting of the holy names of the Lord. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did that. So Krishna appeared 500 years ago and mostly he was singing. And then in the evening he would sit down with his most confidential associates and recite Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Premupamartho Mahan Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam. This is Matam opinion. This is a statement. This is a philosophy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. According to him. And who is he? He is the topmost authority. There is no one equal to him or above him. That personality of Godhead. Above all humans, all mortals, all. His word is the last word. So he had to say, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the authority. Why? Amalam. There's no mal, there's no dirt, there's no contamination, there's no kaitava dharma, so, like that. And by recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prema Pumartho Mahan. One develops love of Godhead. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did these two things. And he did many. Hari. The chanting and singing, Hare Krishna Mahamudra, chanting, dancing with that. And Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srila Prabhupada also gave us this process of chanting, dancing, then sit down and study some philosophy of Krishna consciousness, and that is Bhagavatam. If we claim to be the members of Bhagavad Dharma, then Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam is the foundation of that Dharma. So by studying Bhagavatam, we will uphold the principles of Bhagavad Dharma. We'll protect, we preserve the principles of Bhagavad Dharma. And then what? Then this Dharma will protect us. One who protects Dharma, then that Dharma protects that protector of that Dharma. Did you get that? So we are trying to protect, preserve, propagate these principles of Bhagavad Dharma based on Srimad Bhagavatam, and may this Bhagavad Dharma protect everybody. And soon this is going to be the Dharma for everybody all over the planet. Soon, in few thousand years to come, now we have only a few hundred in the audience, there'll be thousands coming to listen to Srimad Bhagavatam. And they will also get up and sing what? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So thank you once again for encouraging us by your presence. So today we have the additional homework that we did not finish yesterday. And there's killing of Aghasur. And once he's killed by Krishna, then the next item, next Leela is Brahma Vimohan Leela. Brahma steals Krishna's friends and the cows with the attempt of to bewilder Krishna, but in what happens is just the contrary. He becomes bewildered. So we'll find that out. So that's the, so we have these two parts, two-part presentation. And after first part is over, we'll do a little more singing. And towards the end of the second part, we have again some nice drama presentation. We talked yesterday of hearing pastimes and then contemplating. Okay. You got that. But there's another thing also we said. Seeing pastimes, hearing and seeing. So our artists, dramatists will show us those pastimes. It's easier, it becomes easier. Three-dimensional, you could even see, feel, smell, hear. Then we could perceive things. Like one photograph is worth how many words? 1,000 words. So I will have to, I could speak less, 1,000 words less for me. Just show you something. And okay, so so nice. As we go through the Bhagavatam, we get to know Krishna. What happens? We get to know him. then we will surrender unto him more, we will love him more, we'll serve him more. We do less of this because we do not know him. Because we haven't heard about him, how would we find out about him? So go to the source. Understand it from Shukadeva Goswami. If there is anyone knows Shukadeva Bhagavatam or Krishna, that is Shukadeva Goswami. He knows. So let us understand from him, of course, in the parampara, with the help of previous acharyas, and especially Srila Prabhupada. So we all want to become lovers of Krishna, servants of Krishna. So this is possible. Before you do that, sit down. Take it easy. Understand, hear about the Lord. And then you get up. Then you serve and love and propagate his message. So this is first thing first, they say. First thing first. So what is the first thing? Here. Okay. In talks like this, we spend so much time. So this is the 12th chapter of Bhagavatam. Those who are interested in which chapters we are dealing with each day, we could provide that information. Then you could study them in advance and come to Katha well prepared. Of course, you know, we are not able to. We can, although there's a block of so many chapters, but we will be able to summarize some things, get into some details or elaborations somewhere like that. Not be, but anyway, we have some idea, some guideline each day with chapters. So today we have a 12th, 13th, 14th, three chapters to deal with. So Krishna and Balaram are about 4 or 5 years old. That's quite tiny, huh? And they have already become calf herd boys. And they love to go every day into the forest. Very eager, very anxious. So anxious that one day Krishna had idea that today we'll take picnic. Today's breakfast we'll not eat at home before leaving. Normally that was a practice, and then only carry lunch packet for lunch prasad. But that day Krishna had idea that we'll take even breakfast out there into the forest. So he got up and he had this idea, and he started blowing his bugle, a buffalo horn it is. Prabhupada translates buffalo horn. And that woke up all the boys. Are you waking up? All the boys, they got up. And the birds were chirping early in the morning, and the boys were getting up. And Krishna has his way. I mean, he just blew his bugle, his buffalo horn. But with that goes the message also. They understand. There's a way that Krishna communicates. That horn was not just to wake them up, but also let them know that you had to take your breakfast packets also, and we had to leave early today, boys. And they understood, and no one protested. And they all got up as soon as the alarm was there. There's no snooze or first stroke, and they are, because they don't want to miss Krishna. Getting late means Krishna would be gone. Who knows to which forest? You would be left behind, and then to do what without Krishna? These are the thoughts of everybody in Vrindavan, in Golok. When we become also of these kind of thoughts, then we are qualified to go back to Godhead. Such persons are admitted in Lord's kingdom. So that's why we are Mangalarti, right? So that you practice getting up early morning, yet early morning, kaushal is blowing. You go see Rukmini Dwarkadish. And this practice, you have rehearsed many times. Then you could get up and join Krishna's cowherding pastimes, or depending on what your role is in Krishna's pastimes. But everyone does get up early morning. Good for health also. So boys got up, and there are thousands of them, sahasrashaha, thousands of them. And they're all carrying, all of them have four items with them, each one of them. They have a shik, they have a lunch packet. They all are carrying breakfast lunch packet. And vetra, they have a stick. The lunch packet is hanging from the stick. They're just holding the stick. And where is the lunch packet? Back there, hanging, tied down. So it's called shika. You hang down things from ceiling. So like that. So those two items. Vishan, they have all have buffalo horns. And Venavaha. They all have flutes also. Krishna is, of course, the best flute player, but others, everyone does something, saregama, saregama. Everyone doesn't know the ragas, but they all could play something. So they are all carrying these four different items, each one of them. They have thousands of cows, each one of them. And so gradually everyone is up, coming from their respective homes and villages. And then all the little cows, and they form a big group, they merged. And Vatsan Puraskritya. The cows are in the front, all the coward boys are right behind. And with great pleasure they are proceeding to into the forest. There are many forests. 12 forests, principal. Then there are secondary and tertiary and like that. Thousands. Forest within a forest, within a forest, within a forest. Then sometimes what happens? Krishna goes ahead of everybody else. Where does he go? He wants to see the beauty of some very scenic spot. When Krishna is all the way in the front, then the other boy, they want to run and try to catch Krishna. And everyone says, aham purvam, aham purvam. I want to touch first, I want to be the first, I want to touch first. They all run. And they want to touch Krishna. I want to be, first want to touch Krishna. And so there's competition. Competition for what? To get Krishna, to find Krishna, to catch Krishna, to touch Krishna. This should be the purpose of competition. Then competition is transcendental. Not otherwise. Krishna focused, Krishna centered. Kechid venum vadayanto. So everyone is doing different things. Some are playing their flutes. Huh? Some coward boy. Many coward boys are playing flutes. There is one. The old coward boy. Okay, good, well done. And yeah, they have these bugles. Then some are imitating different birds. The Brahmar is there. You've heard? Another kind. Kujantaha kokilai pare. This all happens. This is sounds ordinary. This is Krishna's everyday Krishna and his boys, friends are taking great pleasure in these things. This everyday experiences. Kokilai koo koo koo. Peacocks. So they are imitating, they like to imitate all these different birds, different animals. So many things have been mentioned here. And in conclusion, Sukhdev Goswami is, how fortunate are these boys. They get to be with Krishna all the time. What kind of pious activities, how many heaps big, huh? Heaps of, tons of pious activities they must have performed. Krita punya punjaha. As a result, they get to be with Krishna, to play with Krishna, to be friend of Krishna. Kim varnate, he says, how could I describe the good fortune of all these coward boys? Kim varnate dishtamato brajaukasam. Because not only just coward boys, but all the residents of Vrindavan are so fortunate. Kim varnate, how, in what words could I describe their good fortune? And after having explained this, that day's scene and different pastimes of that day, that morning's coward boys pastimes, Krishna coward boys. Then there's a contrast. While everything was going on so smoothly, so wonderfully, everyone was absorbed just in Krishna. There's something that came to disturb the Lord and Lord's devotees. And there's a footnote by the Acharyas. We are going to be now comes the Aghasur. Who comes now? Aghasur is about to come on the scene. And this is not against the will of the Lord. In fact, Lord's Yogamaya, potency, Leela Shakti, they're inspired by the Lord, even for some demon to come. Because coward boys had been, they had not taken their meal. That was the idea. And everyone is just enjoying. They forgot all about the eating part. So now Agasura is going to come. And then they will be looking at their watch. Oh! It's breakfast time. So to get into them to eat breakfast or take their lunch, And sometimes demons are brought on the scene. And so they play their roles. And as of course, Vinashaya Chaduskritam, Lord has declared in Bhagavad Gita, he advanced, his appearance is for protecting devotees, paritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya chaduskritam, dharma samsapanarthaya, sambhavami yuge yuge. He appears. So one of the purposes is to vinash, destroy the demons. And there's a big list of them. The Mother Earth was feeling burdened. So every day some demons have to be killed. So that all those are on hit list. This list becomes smaller and smaller every day. So this demon comes and he's seeing, he was watching all this nice transcendental fun that Krishna and the coward boys and the cows were enjoying, had good time. So he saw, and Krishna Mukha, and Krishna is their leader. And this demon, he has been inspired. Kamsa Anushishtaha. Kamsa has inspired him. And what is his ID? Who is he? Baki Baka Anujaha. He is a younger brother of Baki and Baka. Baka is Bakasur. And Baki is another name for Putana. Because his sister of Baka, she gets the name Baki. So Baki Baka Anujaha. Born after Anujaha. They took birth first, and then the third child was born, and that is this Aghasur. So this is how he has been introduced. Now he's on the scene. He has become big python. How long was he? Like a 12 mile long python. And he's just lying on the road. The regular road. One of these high express highways going to San Diego. Can you imagine? Just outside Los Angeles. So everyone going in the morning goes right into the mouth. So like that, he's right on the road. Anyone coming? Python, we just waiting. As soon as someone comes, then closes the lid. Waiting. So he was, I am tu me sodara nasha kritta yor. Ah, he is the one, the leader of this team. He is the one. He killed my brother and my sister. But now, mama enam hanishi. My brother, my sister was killed by this fellow. Now, sabalam hanishi. I'm going to kill him along with all his friends. So this was his sankalp. Like yesterday you took sankalp. To do what? To listen to Bhagavatam for 7 days. And this demon is now taking sankalp. Hanishe. Aham Hanishe. Yesterday you said Sroshami. Shya Sroshe. We are going to listen. I am going to hear. So these demons, I am going to kill. Sabalam Hanishe. And this, he was a Brihadvapu. Brihadvapu. Big, gigantic person. And he was very hungry. And Kalaha, certainly he was a very demoniac person. And his one lip, lower lip, was right on the road, on the earth, on the ground. The other one was Jalada Uttara Oshto. The upper lip was touching the clouds. You could imagine now the size. His upper lip was touching the clouds. And of course, this is what the coward boys are looking at, watching. And that has been described. They're seeing, the coward boys are seeing this. And they're trying to understand, what is this? First time ever. Giri Shranga Dranstraha. The teeth. These teeth are like a mountain ranges. Long mountain range. And they're saying that there's a tongue. The tongue of the demon is like a express highway. And as they could see inside, it's a deep, like a dark inside. They think, oh, it's a cave. This is ending up in some cave here, or tunnel. Everything is just gigantic and never. Drashtvatam tadrasham sarve matva vrindavanam sriyam. But some of the coward boys were thinking, you know, looks like this is, you know, part of Vrindavan's beauty. Srila Prabhupada translates this Vrindavan Sriyam as a statues. Maybe this is some kind of diorama, you know. Must be these Hare Krishna sponsored dioramas. You could never tell. I thought that Swami was a real one, but I was touching and he was not even looking at me. So real. So it is looking this real, but this is must be just cement and concrete and bricks. No, nothing to fear, nothing to worry. This is just a beautiful scene. Some are thinking like, Aho mitrani gadad sattva kutam purahasthitam. So there are two opinions. Some think this is just some diorama, some just dead python. But others think, no. Now he's a real one, living one, and he's just waiting for us. As soon as we enter, walk this path, and go deep, dark into that region, he's going to get us. So there are two parties. So they're talking and they're proceeding. They're not stopping. The different speculations are going on. Maybe this is that, this is that. And they're walking, they're proceeding, going on and on. As they go even closer, very bad smell. Means he's certainly a living python. Maybe he had a nice breakfast, he ate some Saddam Hussein or somebody he ate. And that's why the bad smell, it's a very bad smell, like a flesh.